有关神国的教训。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, now today we should study with regard to the teaching of the kingdom of God.
我们来翻开马可福音第四章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 4.
马可福音第四章新约圣经第五十二页。
Mark chapter 4, page 709.
马可福音四章，请从二十六节念起。
Let's read from verse 26 onward.
一直到二十九节。
To 29.
马可四章二十六节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 26.
主耶稣又说，神的国如同人把种撒在地上。二十七节。
Verse 27.
黑夜睡觉，薄日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。二十八节。
28.
地生五谷，是出于自然的，先发苗，后长穗。在后穗上结成饱满的籽粒。二十九节。
29.
谷粒既然熟了，就用镰刀去割，因为收成的时候到了。这是有关撒种的比喻。
This is the parable of the growing seed.
主耶稣把神国的福音撒在人的心田里头，好像种子撒在田地里头一样。
And Jesus has brought the gospel.Of the kingdom of God to the heart of man, just like a man scatters a seed on the ground.
那就好像种子如果在地面上、地里头长起来，那神国的福音也在人的生命里头要发出功效来。
Like a seed that grows on the ground, like a man's heart will grow the kingdom of God.
但是为了了解神国福音在人的心里头的作用。耶稣就用撒种的比喻来阐述它。
In order to understand the effectiveness of the understanding of the teaching of the kingdom of God, Jesus used this parable.
因为主耶稣当代传福音的时候，大部分的人都是就说中下、贫下中农的这些劳动的人们。
When Jesus was spreading the gospel, many people were laborers.
而且呢，大部分都不识字。
And many of them were illiterate.
那他们生活的环境有的在海就说湖边的捕鱼人，或者是在田里头耕种的农夫。
Either they were farmers or they were fishermen.
因此对他们说话要得用非常道地的有乡土或者土地气息的话语来跟他们说。
And therefore they, he has to use a language that they can relate to.
意思就是说，虽然是深奥的道理，主耶稣还得用图画性的浅显的语言来向他们表达。
Although it's a very profound teaching, Jesus, he has to use simple language to teach people.
因为福音是奥秘的，灵界是不是用经验界的经验可以体会出来的。
Because the gospel is profound and it's not something that can be experienced by the experience on earth.
因此呢，主耶稣就用人们可以了解的渔夫啦，或者说种田的这些动作来阐述属灵的道理。
Therefore, Jesus, he used a language that the farmers and fishermen can understand.
至于主耶稣就说，神的国好像撒种的人一样。
Here, Jesus says, the kingdom of God is just like a man who scattered a seed on the ground.
然后他描写撒种种到地底下以后发展茁壮结果的一个过程。
And then he says how the seed sprouts and grow.
所以他用这种发芽见长来描写神国的发展，或者在个人生命信仰上头的成长过程。
And he used this analogy of how the seed sprouts and grow to relate to how the gospel will grow within the heart of man.
他说，种子撒在地上，黑夜白日就这样的一直连串下去，它就发芽见长了。
Here he says that the seed was scattered on the ground, and through days and night it grows.
然后呢，先有苗，再有穗，穗后再饱满的籽粒。
First the stalk.Then the head, and then the full kernel in the head.
然后呢，就有镰刀去收割，收藏起来。
And then a man will use a sickle and harvest the wheat.
这个比喻我们得跟主耶稣在马太福音十三章的比喻，有时候要对照一下。
And sometimes we should have to compare this parable with the parable that is in Matthew.
因为主耶稣在马太福音十三章，他讲了七个比喻。
In the book of Matthew, Jesus has spoken seven parables.
都是有关神国的道理。
And all this has something to do with the teaching of the kingdom of God.
也是有关个人在信仰生活上的长进的过程。
And all this has something to do with the relationship with the growth, spiritual growth in the man.
更重要的就 到头来，不管是信仰的工程，或者是教会的成长，都是要收在，就是要交在主耶稣审判的日子。
Whether it's spiritual growth, man, or spiritual growth of a church, all this will have to be presented before the Lord on the judgment day.
到头来是不是能够被纳入天仓，就是能够被神收悦纳收取，能够得到永生，这是很重要的事情。
And it's important, finally, whether it will be harvested by God into the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣他就用撒种的比喻来阐述说，一个人都要从听到道理就把种子神的道理撒在心里头来做开端地。
And Jesus used the parable of sower to relate to how a person should let the seed of gospel to have a start within the heart.
因为人的心面对着神的话语有不同的表现。
Because everyone has different response to the words of God.
那主耶稣也懂得这个道理，也要阐明说人对神的道理的听跟接受的态度是很重要的。
And Jesus understands this. That is why he says the attitude towards receiving the gospel is very important.
因为人可以有不同的表现。
Because men have different reactions towards the truth.
那主耶稣就归纳为四点。
And Jesus himself categorizes into four points.
我们在马太福音十三章的第三节开始到第九节。
Read Matthew 13.
他说这个撒种你出去撒种，第一种的状况是种子落在这田埂上头的。
And here he says that first phenomenon is that the seed fell along the path.
这个我们中文的路旁其实是阡，就是说稻麦田的走道的埂道，这阡陌埂道。
And this path relates to the walking area where a person will scatter the seed.
那当然这是不着于不落于正确的地方。
And this is not appropriate place to scatter the seed.
因为种子应该撒在田里头，土壤里头。
Because the seed has to be scattered into the soil.
那这种梗道呢，代表一种千人踩，外人万人踏的这坚硬的土地。
This path refers to a path that is stepped on by man.
意思就是说是硬的。
In other words, it's hard.
种子没有撒在正确的地方里。
And the seed is not appropriately sown.
更何况飞鸟来看到种子就把它叼走。
And what more, the birds will come and eat it up.
当然，我们又从属灵的延伸意义可以看到飞鸟。可以代表不愿意种子成长的恶者。
And from a spiritual teaching, the bird refers to one that does not like to see the growth of truth.
那这种人的心理刚硬，再加上恶者的干扰或夺去，所以种子没有办法扎根。
And the first person is person was hard-hearted, and also evil will take the truth away.
那第二个是情形。
The second
落在前土前石头土地上头地。
Here it says it fell on rocky places.
换句话说，石头缝里头有一些前土，那种子刚好撒下去。
In other words, the crevices of rock there are some little soil, and this is where the seed will fall.
圣经说土地不深发芽很快，可是
says,
太阳一来就晒干了。
And that there's not much soil that that when the sun came out.It would be scorched.
那第三种情形
The third phenomenon.
虽然是好的土地
Although it's a good ground.
可以供给生长的这种环境
And it gives us all good condition for its growth.
可是很不幸的它上头有荆棘蒺藜野草
But unfortunately there are thorns and weed.
所以要生长的这个种子芽或者是苗或者是它叶子就被盖住了。
And therefore, this seed is being choked by all the thorns and weeds.
这第三种情形是因为太杂乱的关系。
And this is the third situation.
那主耶稣推荐的是第四种。
And what Jesus recommended is the fourth situation.
就说撒在好土里头，好土里头的能够结果，开花结果。
And that is to sow the seed in good soil.
可以长出一百倍、六十倍或者是三十倍的。
And that it will yield 60 or 30 times when it was sown.
这是司空见惯的一个撒种的比喻，可是在这很熟悉的事物里头，主耶稣要引发我们对道理吸收， 或者对道理的成长的一个很深刻的省思。
And this parable is one that we're all very familiar with, but through this parable, he wants us to again reflect upon the growth of truth.
因为神的道理传扬出去，人家也听受了。
And that when he was spreading the gospel, people listened to his words.
每个人在救恩的立足上本来都是可以平等的。
On the standard of salvation, everybody is the same.
换句话说，大家都有，比如说一个福音，一个传讲，在座的或很多可以听到的，都有平均有，就是说立足点相同的听受的机会。
In other words, when the gospel is being preached, everybody has equal opportunity to receive it.
但是很不幸的有不同的反应，就造成不同的结果。
But unfortunately, there are different reactions which cause different consequences.
有些人心里很刚硬。
Some people are hard-hearted.
是因为他的自我的那种这种执着、传统的或者变偏见。造成他对道理的这种弃绝。
Because of he is full of himself or full of tradition, that's why he abandoned the truth.
或者是因为心地昏暗，或者是因为他的刚硬无知，或者骄傲，就没有把道理扎根下去。
Or perhaps it's his ignorance or his pride that it is not possible for him to take root of the truth.
再加上恶者不愿意人得救，所以他希望把人听的道理夺过去。
And to add to this is the evil that does not want people to be saved.
所以圣经常在警戒那些硬心的人不会蒙神喜悦。
Therefore, the Bible always tells us that those people who are hard-hearted will not please God.
因为他们趋向不信神，虽然他们认识神，也会到头来不信神，不认识神。
Because they divert from God, and in the end, they will not believe in God.
那些大众就是普遍大众来讲，有信的，有不信的。那不信的人就是因为这个缘故，没有办法接受神的福音。
And for the multitude, there are those that believe and those that do not believe, and those that do not believe belong to these categories.
第二种情形。我们称为五分钟热度，或者有最初的热心经不起考验。
And the second situation refers to people who has only zealousness for a short period of time that cannot stand firm to
a long period of time. 一旦遇到不如意的事情，或者因为人为的因素，他没有把眼光集中在神方面，那他因为这种挫折或者不满，他就离开道理了。
And the moment when this person meet with difficulty, this person will depart from the truth.
这种虽然他有起初的确实或者很热切的表现。
Although this person in the beginning has a good.
但是呢，因为好像太阳的这种炎热环境的煎熬试炼，他没有办法挨得住。就中途而废了。
However, later on, through the testing of the time, like the sun that comes out, that he cannot stand through all this testing, and then later wither and die.
第三种情形就野草荆棘基地，这是最大的多数。
And the third situation is a wheat and the thorns.
那是主耶稣说的，他怎么说呢？
And what does Jesus have to say about this category?
他说二十一节那里，二十二节开始。
Verse 22.
在马太福音十三节，主耶稣说：“撒在荆棘里头，就人听了道理，后来有世上的私欲、钱财的迷惑，把道理挤住了，不能结实。”22节。
Verse 22. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of the wealth choke it.
这就是杂乱。世界上有很多引诱，就把。当初这原来可以生长的纯正的这种心情都把它打乱了。
And this refers to the chaos in this world.
所以我们得要注意，虽然有大多数都可以有很好的机会被生，就是被生长。
So we have to take note of this point that although we all have equal opportunity for this seed to grow.
但是因为世界上很多的迷惑，很多的思虑，就把本来应该生长这个良好的机会、良好的环境这样弃绝了。
But because of all the temptations of the world, that the person is not able to receive the word.
所以这里几个重点，主要是最主要强调说，有耳朵要听的，要像那好土的，可以结出30倍、60倍、100倍收成的人才对。
So here there are a few important points. First is that for those who can receive the word should be like a person who can yield 160 or 30 times.
主要是讲这个比喻，给我们一个很。深刻的认识，我们要担来到主面前，要担当或是扮演那种角色。
And that when he tells us this parable, it's for us to play this role.
他希望我们成为那听啊接受的人，有福气的人。
And he wants us to be the one who can listen and receive the word, and one that who is blessed.
我们来看主耶稣另一个比喻，马太福音，请看七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章，请看24节。
Verse 22.
这里也是用听接受去行的这样的得到好结果。
And this is also referring to person who come to listen, receive and to do the word.
我们看马太七章24节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 22.
所以凡听见我这话去行的，就好比一个聪明人把房子建在磐石上头。25节。
25.
雨淋水冲，风吹撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基地在磐石上头。26节。
26.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上头。27节。
27.
雨淋水冲，风吹撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。这也是一个日常事物的比喻。
Also a parable of a common phenomenon.
犹太人就住在以色列地，常常有那干沙河，意思是说在夏天的时候，河床是干河底。
Jewish they lived in a place where oftentimes in summer they'll meet with time where the sand is dry.
等到一下雨，那个河床就充满了水，可是水流很快。
And when the rain comes.The water will be drifted away quickly.
那这些河流干沙干河床的称为洼地，跟我们的发音一样。
These streams without water is dry.
可是它有这洪泛的这个危险。
But it also has this danger of causing a flood.
一下大雨，一有洪水，建在旁边的房子或建在沙河床里的房子都会被冲去的。
And when there's rain, those houses that's built on the bank of this stream will be washed away.
用这样的日常常识，主耶稣来比喻说，我们当作识时务的聪明人。
And with this parable, he tells us that for people like us who are wise,
因为这个自知能够识时务，能分辨神旨意、神要求的人，就是这种聪明人。
And what God requires of us is one that's common, who has common sense and who can discern what to do.
那主耶稣要我们说，把信仰根基建在。主耶稣好像主耶稣这样的磐石上头。
And what Jesus wants us is to build our faith on the rock of Him.
不要建在危险的地带。
And not to build on danger ground.
因为看起来好像都是平安无事，可是，一到非常时期，信心遭受考验的时候，就会有雨淋水冲、风吹雨打的这危险。
And although it seems like it's peaceful when nothing had happened, when the rain comes, then this person will meet with danger.
那要扎好根基，就听见主的道理，而且去努力实践。
And to ground his truth, you have to listen to his truth and to apply it to your life.
好，主耶稣也用这个比喻说，你听了神的福音，能够扎根，能够有力量去行使出来，那就是蒙神祝福的人。
And Jesus, he uses parable to those people who can come to listen and then to apply it in his own life.
那用这样的了解，我们可以像主耶稣要求的那30倍、60倍、100倍收成的人们。
And a person who has such an understanding, then we can meet with the expectation of what Jesus wants us to yield 160 and 30 times.
那我们来看马可福音四章。
Let's turn back to Mark chapter 4.
这些种啊，都能够发芽见长，能够最后长出五谷来。
And these are the ones that can grow.
那我们要学习几个道理。
And there are a few things that we need to learn.
一个就是说，神把道理，这福音这样的撒在我们每一个人中间。
First is that when Jesus spread the gospel's truth to all of us,
那这本身已经蕴藏着一个很深奥的生长过程的奥妙。
And with this comes this very profound truth.
因为我们是不知道这个生机，这比大地就是说这个大地的生机从哪来，我们知道是从神来的。
And we know that this life comes from.
我们通常看山川形势。比如说我们从加拿大看到美国的落基山那个山川形势。
And for example, if we look at the Rocky Mountain from Canada,
我们都会赞叹神造化的奇妙。
We're amazed at the creation of God.
因为我们是大山大水，这雄奇伟大的一种壮观。
Because we will be amazed at the creations of this mountain and water.
但是我们有时候要观赏小花或者一个种植，这种作也可以看到神的 的奥妙。
However, sometimes if we even observe the little flower, we'll see the mysterious creations of God.
主耶稣在邀请每一个人来观看，就是一朵小花或者一株那个麦粒的成长，来看到神的伟大。
And sometimes Jesus wants us to observe the growth of little flowers and to see the omnipotence of God.
那神赐给这万物生长的整个过程，整个生命力。有时候我们只看到表面，不知道它其中的啊深奥的道理。
And sometimes we only look at the superficial appearance of the growth, but we refuse to look into the profound teaching behind.
我们有白日黑夜四季这样的一个春流到夏，夏流到秋，秋流到冬的这个四时啊循环的过程。
And we have morning and night and all the four seasons.
啊，我们就不知道为什么这样。
But we do not know why.
但是我们信主的就知道，这是神的伟大，神的创造，或者是神的宝智。
But for us who are who believe in the Lord, we must know this is the wonderful creation of God.
所以神要邀请我们来看，就看说，我们假定赞赏天地的伟大，造化的奇妙，我们应该把这神的道理。也在我们身上这样的一个很奇妙的一个成长过程。
And if we can witness this wonderful creation of God, we must also hold on to the power of His truth.
我们来看哥林多前书三章。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
这是很普通的一个撒种、浇灌跟生长的一个道理。
And this is a teaching of sowing and watering and grow.
可是我们可以确实看到人跟神。配合的当中啊，那个神在后头的帮助，神在后头的自然，让它自然形成，结开花结果，这个、力量是最重要的。
And from this we can also see how man and God work together.
啊，哥林多前书三章，请看六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
三章六节。
Verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗给他浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。这里保罗用。撒种浇灌来比喻个人或教会的这个成长。
Here Jesus used the parable of planting and watering to relate to the growth of church.
因为有些工人出去撒种，就是传播神国的福音。
Some worker went out and sowed the seed.
那福音那栽种了以后，就有些工人就随着就来牧养。或者是兼顾。
And after when the seed has been planted, some worker will come and pastor and also water it.
这跟主耶稣所吩咐的，主耶稣要升天以前吩咐的两大使命是有关系的。
And this has direct relationship with the commandment of Jesus before he was resurrected.
一个是要出去宣道、撒种、栽种；一个是随着要同时做的，要浇灌、牧养，就是要让他信仰、兼顾、成长。
And one is to go out and evangelize and sow the seed. Another one is to pastor and to watch the internal growth.
但是呢，在这个人的功夫之外，或者这个同时，神是在当中叫他生长。
And within all this is God that makes it grow.
所以让我们知道说，没有神，我们人力都是会徒劳的。
Here it tells us that without God, then all the works of man is in vain.
就是说，我们人假定把人带到，只有带到人的教训，没有带到神这方面的话，那他的工程也会跟神没有关系的。
In other words, if we were to bring a person before man and not God, then this person's work has nothing to do with God.
我们来看诗篇有一句话。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇一百二十七篇。
127.
诗篇一百二十七篇有一句说。第一节
Verse 1,
若不是神建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。第二句说，若不是神耶和华真神看守城池，看守的人就枉然的警醒。这里用建造，这里用看守来比喻我们人的劳碌。
The words ofbuilding and watching to refers to labor of man.
就好像我们去宣道，我们去浇灌，这是我们人的劳力。
For example, for us to evangelize and to water, this refers to labor of man.
但这里说到，要不是神他亲自来建造，那这结构的人就会枉然的劳力了。
But here it says, unless the Lord is the one who built the house, then the builder's labor is in vain.
假定不是神他在看守城池的城墙。那么守更里或者说在那个瞭望台的人们的守望就会徒劳了。
And also, unless the Lord is the one watches over the city, then the watchmen stand guard in vain.
所以我们做神的工, 要接受神的种子, 也要杀神的这个道理, 都是一样的道理, 要有神在当中, 来帮助我们。
And whether we receive his work to do his work or to spread the seed of his gospel, we need God to be with us.
所以保罗就在3章6节7节以下继续地说,
and Paul continues to say in Mark chapter 3 verse 6,
那格林多前书3章第7节说,
1 Corinthians chapter 3. And here it says that one day when we face God, all of us will be rewarded according to our labor.
但是每一个人被浇灌,就接受道理的人们,要注意,要搭好根基。
And for those people who receive the truth, have to establish a firm foundation.
就是要在基督耶稣上头,用耶稣的话,用真理的道来扎根。
And to stand firm and root himself in the words of Jesus.
因此呢,我们 要让神在我们心中做主，让我们信仰生活上能够有充实的果子。我们第一个要领受神的道理。
And therefore today, for our faith to bear fruits, first we have to receive the truth.
我们要是领受了，自然有浇灌的条件，自然有神让你生长的机会跟条件。
After when we receive the truth, naturally there will come to the condition for its growth.
我们来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 336页。 Chapter 1.
彼得前书一章, 请看23节。
Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
23节说, 366页, 你们蒙了重生, 不是由于会坏的种子, 乃是由于不能坏的种子, 是借着神活泼长存的道。 我们看24节。
24.
因为凡有血气的, 尽都如草, 它的美容, 都好像草上的花, 草必枯干, 花必凋谢。 25节。所以，福音的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道理。这里很清楚阐明到，我们需要靠着主的活泼的道理来能够蒙重生。
And here it says very clearly that we have to be reborn by the living words of God.
而且因为主的道理，我们可以在主里头，在永生国度里头，可以享受永远长存的这个福气。
And it's because of his word that we live in that we can enjoy the eternal life.
因此呢，第一个我们所要的，要有这样的先是苗，再是叶子，再是花，再是果子，我们要这样过程的话，第一个把握的，我们要把握住神的道理。
And first is the sprout, and then the flower, and then the fruit. That's why first thing we have to grab for is the truth of God.
因为神命定我们。 我们都要应该有好好的30倍、60倍、100倍的收成的。
Because God has commanded us that we should have harvest of 100, 60, and 30.
有这样的收成，才会让神来纳入到他为我们预备的天仓，就是永远生命。
And only with such a harvest that God will receive us to His eternal life.
所以我们要把握住说听道理的机会，凡有耳朵的就要听。
Therefore, we have to grab hold of the opportunity when we have the chance to come to listen to His truth.
因为这是主耶稣常常在教训当中他提醒的一句话。
Because this is often what He teaches on disciples.
只要用耳朵，不但是外耳，也用内在耳朵听，来看出神的旨意是什么。
Not only we should use our physical ear, also we have to listen with our heart.
所以好好的珍惜这个道理，就把主的道迎接出来，做一个聪明识时务的人们，把道理栽培。 在一个良田沃土上头,
and that we must be a person who listens to his word and plants his word in our heart.
那我们再看其他第二个教训了。
And let's look into the second teaching.
刚才我们看到这黑夜白日一直在循环，那种子一直在发展。
Just now we talk about that the seed continue to grow through day and night.
这在阐明一个道理。
And this reveals a truth.
这里起码有三个条件，让我们看到形成这种子的成长。
And there are three conditions for this growth of the seed.
第一个，它应该是自然的。
First is a natural.
就说没有矫饰，没有强制，它自然的自然发起来。
And that's without force, that seed will grow naturally.
因为神叫他能够从最小的到大，从内到外，这样从低到高的这整个自然发展的起下过程。
It is God that allowed the seed to grow naturally.
好，我们啊，做事都有本末、轻重、先后、缓急这样的一个次序。
And whatever things that we do, we all have an order.
啊，但是我们不能强制它，因为这是譬如春夏秋冬，我们就看着春夏秋冬自然的流布着。
We cannot force the seed to grow, but we have to let it grow naturally.
譬如说我们从小的班开始教宗教教育。
For example, when we're teaching a little child.
那从图画性的故事慢慢地了解主耶稣跟神国的道理。
And that from a storybook that we relate to this child about teaching of God.
等到他有初中的那个心智领悟力的时候，我们再给稍微深一点的教材。
And later on when this childgrow, then we can give this child a deeper teaching.
那他们当时的感性认识神，那由于感性，就是说由于像兴趣，由于或者说由于这种感觉上是好的，就是说从感官来认识神，那现在已经进步到能够慢慢的了解了。
And from their interest to come to know God, that slowly want to know God more.
啊，那这个是一个必须要有自然的成长。
And all this require a natural growth.
啊，因为它是从小到大，从最低再长到高。
This
中级班到大高级班。
And from kindergarten to intermediate and to intermediate.
已经是逐渐的在成长。
This child continues to grow gradually.
那这跟我们信徒的长进也是一样的。
And this is also the same with us who come to grow within the Lord.
虽然有的是在后会比在先的更长进。
Although the latter will be the first.
但是一般就正常的条件之下，就应该从初阶到中阶到最后对道理的满满收获。
But naturally, when we grow, we'll grow from the first stage and then gradually to the more advanced stage.
因为神给他成长的自然的条件。
Because God is the one who gives all this condition for growth.
那这种正常又加进在这成长的过程了。
And so it's a person who can grow naturally, he will be part of this process.
那这个正常 normal, 这正常呢，比如说有阳光，有雨露，有肥料，哇，你有这个好良好条件，你就正常的发展起来。
And with this, this normal growth refers to the sunlight that God gives you and the nourishment that you receive.
因此这几个观念造成神给我们的一个生命力，一个成长的一个生命力生机了。
And all this condition gives us an opportunity for life.
或者换句话说，你有这正常的状况，要逐渐的成长，跟自然的不叫矫饰，不人工特别啊，这样的雕塑，那你就可以看到。先发芽，后长穗，那再好结果子。
And that if you see this natural growth or normal growth, then you see that the seed will sprout and then will bear fruits, will bear flowers and then fruits.
我们来看诸位的这个信仰的成长过程。
If we were to look at the process of growth.
记得我们当初在联恩会或布道会很喜欢欢愉地来接受神的道理。
We can recall the time when we will come here and want to receive this truth during spiritual convocation.
或者是因为我们教友来邀请我们去参加家庭的布道或家庭的查经，我们觉得有一番的雀跃，一番的心欢欣快乐。
And we also can remember when people call us to attend family service, we will feel eagerly wanting to go.
因为你一直在追求道理。
Because we want to pursue and thirst for truth.
你要找到真理是什么。
We want to find out what is truth.
或者你一直在寻求这圣灵的体验。
And also we want to experience what.
或者是因为你心里有很多的疑窦，有很多的困难，或者身家有很多问题，你要想到找一个解脱。
Or maybe we have many problems at home that we want to find solutions.
那你看到神了。
And that time we see God.
那你就进入这属灵的真教会来，因为的确你可以体验到神又真又活的存在，跟我们有很多的神迹奇事，甚至得到道理喜悦的种种见证。
So then you come to this church because you can experience God and also this miracle and this truth.
你这样的参与已经看到神国的种子在你心里头，也看到神在教会这个信仰的团体的作为了。
And this participation of yours, you can see the growth of truth within your heart.
因为不管是个人的信仰，或者是教会的侍奉，都已经体会出或体现出神这奇妙或神道理的奥妙性了。
And whether it's individual growth or the service of you in the world, that you can experience this mysterious work of His word.
我们就看到真神国在这儿，为什么呢？因为你有亲身体验，也看到很多见证了。
We believe that's the kingdom of God because of our experience.
那神要求的是这个教会这个个人要30倍、60倍、100倍的成长。
And that God expect us to have 30, 60, and 100 growth.
因为神给我们正常的听道理的机会，不像有些被夺宗教信仰的那些人们的不幸。
Because God has given us the condition for growth, like coming here to listen to sermon.
那我们有机会，大家都展开这圣经，不像有些地方连圣经都看不到。
And that we all have this opportunity to come here and read the Bible, not like those.
我们可以自由自在跟神灵交，也祷告，可以查考圣经，聆听道理，学习一些长进灵修。
And that we all have this freedom to come and study His Word and also to grow within His Word.
所以因为这正常的条件，你就可以有这样的参与30倍、60倍、100倍的这个结果的这个过程。
And because of this normal conditions, that we should have this 30, 60, and 100 harvest.
因此你就看出你今年会比去年进步，因为你又加了一岁，身材又高了一点儿。你和智力又成长了一层了。
And therefore, if we were to compare to last year, we should have grown.
所以我们用这样的观察，我在教会中成长过程如何
？And under such an observation, we have to ask ourselves, what is our growth within this church?
对于神的话语
，with regards to His word，
神的旨意
，His will，
或者说神在历史上作为，或者是神在个人上他所表现的神的恩典跟真理。
All His work through history, all the work through yourself individually.
你看到成长没
？Have you seen yourself grown?
那再从成长的过程背后看出神给你的生命力这种生机。
And behind all this growth, have you seen that how God has given you the opportunity?
那你可以看到这种本来就是一个奥秘的神道方面的奥秘。
And from this, you can see this mysterious work of truth.
我们就自然而然会想到。圣经所说的神的道是蛮有生机，神的道是活泼有力的，有功效的。
Naturally, we can see that His word, is living and effective.
我们来看希伯来书4:12。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4:12.
希伯来书4:315，请看12节。
Chapter 4:12.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快、更锐利。甚至魂跟灵、骨节跟骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主的意志都能辨明。连心中的思念跟主意都能辨明。13节。
13。
并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主的眼前都是赤裸敞开的。所以描写快如两刃之剑的道理，活泼有功效。
Here says the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
所以只要我们领受这神的道理，天天在神的道理上来操练的话，我们会达到一种所谓的灵里头的睿智，就是说很敏锐的观察，就能够知道神的旨意是什么。很敏锐地体现出神要的是什么。
If we can cultivate ourselves within the words of God, then we'll be sharp like any double-edged sword.
那你会知道什么是善，什么是恶，什么是该做，什么不该做。
And then we can discern what is good and evil, what we can do and what we cannot do.
你会知道神的家里头需要的什么，你应该处理的地方在哪。
And we know what God requires in His house.And what we should do.
因为你的确有长进了。
Because we have grown.
从最初的好像不太懂，现在明白了神的一些事情了。
And from an infant that know nothing until now that we know what God wants from us.
当初信主的时候，有些做不出来的好事，你现在可以靠主做出来了。
In the beginning, things that we want to do, good things that we want to do, we cannot. Now we, with God, we can do them.
那也因为你道理的长进，有一些坏的习惯、坏的气息或者脾气，什么你也都改进了。
And because we have grown in truth, that we can discard our bad habit.
有这样的话，就你就真的好像从最初的种子已经发到一个杆，已经有麦穗或穗。
And with this, we have grown from sprout to stalk into a kernel.
原来这都是神的作为。
And all this is the work of God.
那我们来看以赛亚书55章。
Let's turn the book of Isaiah.
因为你的成长跟神的这种滋润你、助你成长的恩道是蛮有关系的。
Your growth has direct relationship with the nourishment from God.
请看55章的以赛亚书。
55.
867页。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书55章867页，我们来看第10节。
Verse 10.
这里说雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却滋润地土， 使地上发芽结实，使沙种有种实，要吃的有粮食。十一节，我口中所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他出去的成就的事上必然亨通。这里就是以撒书从四十章以来所强调的活泼有功效的神的道理。
And here is what Isaiah he emphasized since chapter 44 that the words of God is active and living.
四十章以后就在讲这个神的话必永远坚立，就好像他在历史上坚定的说百姓要回归，百姓要重建啊，这样的应许就实现了。
And that he refers that his words will stand forever is just like what he prophesied that the people will return and restore.
那神眷顾他的百姓，让我们能够有阳光雨露般的得到滋润。都是因为他这个全能的话语。
And God remembers His people, and that He allows us to have sun and rain.
他一点都不跟我们要求说，只要说你好好的生长。
He doesn't want anything from us, but want us to grow naturally.
他的话浇灌在我们心上，我们就得到一样的回报。说神啊，这是你的这阳光雨露的使然，我们撒种有种，要吃有粮食了。
And when His words come to our heart, we know that this is nourishment like the sun and rain that comes to our heart.
但是呢，生长过程我们要警惕自己。
And during the process of growth, that we have to take heed.
就是有很多野草，我们所谓的蔓草或者蒺藜、荆棘会来掐住我们的成长。
That the weed and the thorn will come and choke our growth.
啊，这种情境下呢，我们应该有一个发奋的心，说要让神的道来成长的话，就要长根除草。
And under the situations that we must take root and remove all those weed and thorns.
请看以赛亚书二十七章。
Let's turn to
以赛亚书二十七章。
Isaiah, chapter 27.
请看第三节。
Verse 3.
这个跟第五章葡萄园之歌要一起看，不过我们先看二十七章。以赛亚书二十七章第三节。
Chapter 23, verse 3.
我耶和华神是看守葡萄园的，我必时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损害。四节。
Verse 4.
我心中不存愤怒，唯愿荆棘蒺藜跟我交战，我就永远。之前把它一同焚烧，啊，这个是一种发就立志，说要维护葡萄园的洁净，葡萄园的能够得到生长，不受干扰。
And this is determination how this person is going to watch over his vineyard and guard over it.
以赛亚书五章、以赛亚七章的这葡萄园之歌。
And the songs in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse Isaiah chapter 27 about the songs of vineyard.
葡萄园在圣经很明显指着神啊，神的选民。
And this vineyard from the Bible we know very clearly refers to the chosen people of God.
再缩小一点说，每一个人心里头有神栽种的一个，这神让神话语发展的一个园地。
And to be more specific, it refers to our heart for the words of God to grow.
为了让神的道理能成长，我们应该让心田成为。刚才主耶稣在马太福音十三章所说的良田沃土，良好的前况的土地。
And for all for this words to grow within the heart, we should let our heart be like a good soil.
自从我们受洗以后，我们难免又会活在这个世俗的环境当中，我们难免耳濡目染的会受影响，心中就有一些沾污染或染污染了。
And although after we get back baptized, we still live in the world, and inevitably will be influenced by this world.
这是外在的风潮、外在的时尚、外在的习气，有时候会影响我们信仰的品质。
And all this from outside will affect our inner spirit.
同时呢，也因为我们内在的软弱。
And at the same time, maybe our inner weaknesses.
内在的另外一个律，属肉的这律，会有时候压过这个属灵的律。
And this flesh will take.Power over the spirit.
那在这属灵两个律交战，就好像保罗在罗马书七章所表达的这个艰苦历程当中。
And under the struggle between the flesh and the spirit.
那我们需要靠着主耶稣的话语来洁净心田。
And we need to stand firm with His word of God to cleanse our soul.
那靠着神的圣灵来，我们得到加力得到刚强。得到气绝，这是外在的事情。
And with the Holy Spirit that we can gain strength.
那这样的话，表示说我们是像这葡萄园的园主，所以这荆棘、蒺藜、杂草，我们要把它全理除干净。
And so to speak, we are like this watchman in this vineyard that we have to take away the weed and the thorns.
不然的话会受损害。
Otherwise, we'll be harmed.
就是小狐狸会进入这葡萄园践踏。 或者说采食还没有成熟的果实一样
Like a who will come in and take away the unripe grapes, fox.
那这些都是提醒我们信仰过程当中有这些杂草荆棘会影响我们成长甚至说我们不能够结果的这样危险
And this tells us the dangers that the weeds and the thorns will come and harm us that we cannot bear fruits.
因此我们常常在强调信望爱方面的灵修
Therefore, we always emphasize on faith, hope, and love.
有时候是明明显明的讲解。
And that sometimes we say it very clearly.
有些是读着圣经，我们马上就得到一个哦，原来是主，是借着这个话语也在指向着我们今天的生活、信仰的环境，叫我们也要向着他们一样的有信、有望、有爱。
And sometimes it's from teaching the Bible that we have to learn from the character who also has this faith, hope, and love.
那有这样的过程，那我们就加以到。 是正常的、逐渐的、自然的成长。
And with this process, that to add to this process, we have this normal condition for growth.
因为我们也看到从小到大、从内到外、从最低到最高的一个成长。
And we see how the process grows from inside to outside, from little to big, and from short to tall.
那么主耶稣就会说。 现在成熟了，应该收割了。
And then Jesus says, "It's matured and it's time for harvest."
因为主耶稣的教训里头，常常把收割当作最重要的一个结论，或者这个他比喻的最后的重要的重点。
Because in this teaching, he often emphasizes harvest is the most important conclusion.
就好像农夫栽种，要期待着他秋收冬藏一样的。
It's just like the farmer he. Wait for his harvest.
秋天收割了，冬天藏起来了，明年再从头开始，要来做过这个一个过程了。
In autumn, it's time for his growth, and spring is time for storage.
因此呢，我们就要汲取每一个成熟地，值得神来收割的，我们应该让神来纳到他给我们预备的天仓去。
And therefore, we have to remember for those people who are matured, it's time for God to harvest you into His heavenly storage.
我们看马太十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew. Chapter 13.
主耶稣就再次的把他在前面两个比喻，尤其有一个稗子的比喻，他在说明清楚于36节以下，马太十三章。Matthew chapter 13, verse 36. 他在稗子说到好的种子、坏的种子的一样的，长在田里头。
Here he says that in the parable of the wheat, explain that there are good seed and bad seed that grows. In the soil.
那在二十九节、三十节说，这让这两样一起生长，一直到收割时候。And
it continues to grow until the time of harvest.
然后呢，就有一个重要的分别了。And
then it's time for a person to divide them.
就先把稗子薅出来，捆成捆子，然后留着烧。这好的麦子要收在天仓里头。And
the wheat will be pulled and burned in fire, and those that are good wheat will be
那门徒听了，也许有一些不太了解，主耶稣就特别在个别的指导。And
when disciples listen, they may not understand, and Jesus teach them again.
那这个比喻就变成决定于将来是不是要成为好种，被主耶稣拿去收去，那享受天国的永生，一个很重要的根据了。And
this parable is important teaching with regard whether the person will be harvested by God.
那这个很重要，因为我们大家都期待我们在田里头所生长的福音的种子，将来都变成我们灵性上的成长，让神神来喜悦。This
is very important because we all hope that the gospel to harvest will be harvested by God one day.
听到这个灵魂的救恩，就是他的最后的必然的成果。
And the salvation of one soul will be the conclusion.
好，我们来就来看马太十三章。Matthew
chapter 13.
那30节开始。
Verse 30.
37节开始。
Verse 37.
主耶稣回答说：“那撒好种的，就是人子和耶稣或者他的工人。”38节。38。田地就是世界，好的种子，天国之子；稗子就是恶者之子。
39节。39.
撒稗子的仇敌就魔鬼，收割的时候就世界的末了，收割的人就天使。 四十节。
40。
将稗子薅出来，用火焚烧，世界的末了也要如此啊！四十一节。
41。
人子要差遣使者，将一切叫人跌倒的和作恶的，从他锅里头挑出来。42节。
42。
就在火炉里头，在那必要切哀哭切齿了。43节。
43。
那时候，义人在他们国，在他们父亲的国度里头，要发出光来，像太阳一样。有耳朵的就应该听。这里麦田已经成熟了。
Here's time of harvest.
就要下镰刀了。
And that they use a sickle.
那从每年的秋收，那冬天的收藏，我们可以看到，这也是到最后，将来每一个人的灵魂，到成长到最后的过程，要收割，要藏起来了。
And every year when the starch in the springtime and the harvest in autumn will tell us that one day all will be harvested.
就好像启示十四章看到这末日的时候，神就差遣他天使就撒下镰刀，地面上的庄稼熟透了的就不要收割起来。
It's just in Revelations that one day God will send his angel to harvest.
那启示十四章的这个就在这说最后审判的时候，那我们都要被收成。
And in the judgment day, all of us will be harvested.
十四章的从第14节一直看到20节，我们就可以知道这个道理。末日必要有的收割，末日必要有的审判，我们都会按着看我们是不是好种或是坏种，这样来被分别出来。
And from verse 14 to verse 20 in chapter 14 of Revelation, we'll see the harvest of the earth in the end time.
因此很重要的，我们要成为神所喜悦的义人。
And therefore, we have to be the righteous one that please God.
就说神田里投地，那些好的种子能够被神来收割，纳入天仓了。
Therefore, we have to be the good seed, in the field that will be harvested by God into heaven kingdom.
因此呢，这个主耶稣的比喻也就不是一个普通的种子发芽见长的一个比喻。
And this parable therefore does not refer to just the common growth.
它是在讲每个人得救的过程。
But rather it refers to our spiritual growth.
那马可福音四章所强调说我们该是那30倍、60倍、100倍收成的那个好种子。
And that we should be the one that can harvest 30, 60, and 100 times.
那神给我们这个阳光、雨露、肥料。供给这个成长的过程。
And God has given us all this natural condition, like the sunlight, the rain, and nourishment.
有人撒种，有人浇灌，可是神就让我们这样的生长。
Some will sow, some will water, but God is the one who makes us grow.
因为我们有聚会，有查经，有祷告，有做圣工的种种美好的机会。
Because we all have this wonderful opportunity to come here to study, to choose, to gather in sermon.
那这个神的道理就会在我们心中来成长了。
And then the words of God will grow within our heart.
那我们应该让主耶稣来悦纳，因为这道理听道理最后结果就是要造成我们灵魂的救恩的得救。
And therefore we have to please God because the end of this is for our soul to be saved.
否则的话，这些种子都就是白费了。
Otherwise, all this seed that is sown will be in vain.
那功夫就这样的枉然了。
And the labor will be in vain.
所以我们应该让主耶稣的道理，让神的这个。充满了生机、生命力的道理，在我们心里头，在教会里头能够成长。
And therefore, we have to let this word of God that's living and active to grow within this church.
那因为神的保守，因为我们人的努力，到最后呢，我们被在审判日被神来悦纳，说好吧，来领受永生。
And because of the guidance of God and the work of man, then one day will be harvested.
所以我们要努力达到这个地步。
And therefore, we have to strive for this.
求神的道跟他的圣灵来帮助我们。
And may His word and His Holy Spirit guide us.
那我们也要做斩草除根、除荆棘。
And also, we have to be one that will take away the weed.
让圣灵在我们身上加力。
And that to allow the Holy Spirit to add strength within our heart.
以致到我们最后的被神来收成。
Until one day we'll be harvested by God.
好，我们来唱诗235首。